The new challenge.
Yes.
I thought it was cycling up the mountain. I was about to say, oh, I could never do that. Cycling and you're walking or climbing up three mountains?
Yes. It's a three-peak cycle challenge. Yeah. So basically, next weekend, we will be travelling to Ben Nevis in Scotland.
Yeah.
There's myself, Alex, and 14 other guys, and also we've got four support people as well. And the idea is to climb Ben Nevis, come down, and then over the next 2 days cycle to Scafell Pike.
How far is that?
It will be around 230, 240 miles.
I'll drive that in my car.
And we then climb Scafell Pike, and then we cycle to Snowdon in North Wales. So it's the three, they're famous because they're the three largest peaks in the UK. Obviously, it's a challenge for anyone able-bodied.
Yeah.
But Alex, with his cycling, he cycles. Probably quite a few people in Britain might have seen him cycling around early morning. He's on a three-wheel recumbent trike.
Yep.
Currently smashing out kind of 80, 60-mile training rides. So, but then the challenge is going up and down the mountains. And he's strong-willed enough that no matter what happens, he'll be going up and down those mountains. So it's a massive challenge doing the three mountains,
yep.
500 miles in total in between. And once again, we just hope to, you know, raise so much money for the charity. At the end of today, we will have everybody's fundraising links, who's on the trip, will be on our website, which is, can I give the website?
Yeah,
it's www.challengingmnd.org. So all the information on past events and upcoming events and the fundraising pages will be on there by the end of today.
Alex, how are you feeling about doing this challenge?
Certainly quite excited, Michelle. To be honest, I'm quite nervous because our whole challenge itself is a massive challenge. You know, as Capo said, for any abled athlete to start with. So with motor neuron disease, it will be my equivalent of, you know, climbing Mount Everest, yeah, as such. It will be a massive challenge, but really looking forward to it. So excited, to be honest, yeah.
But because you have been a sportsman, it's that you've got that mental attitude which most people don't have. That's what you, when you're a sportsperson, because you have to keep going. Brain is the one that's saying you've got to push on.
Very much so. Yeah. And I suppose I have the grit and determination up here to enable me to, you know, push myself through it. And that's a key thing, I suppose.
It's been brilliant to speak to you both. Lovely to see you again, Alex. Thank you to Andrew and Alex. And don't forget, if you want to get involved and you want to do some, you know, to give some money to the charity, it does actually go to beneficiaries, and they're making people's dreams come true who've got MMD, so they can do things, whether they're, you know, going up in a hot air balloon or climbing, or maybe just going on a weekend break to Brighton, or anything which includes their family and friends, so they've got some memories of good times. And it's all the W's, Challenging MN. D.org. All the details will be up on the website of how you can sponsor this three mountain cycling extravaganza. I got that right.
Three peaks.
Is it called Three Peaks?
Three Peaks.
Just don't listen to. I told you today, I'm not quite with it. I'm just not quite with it. I do apologise. You did say that I was doing about 20 different things at once.
Yes.
And making a cup of coffee.
Excellent multitasking.
Well, sometimes it is, sometimes it's not. Now, off air, I'm going to speak into the boys about some fitness stuff, but I'm not going to do it on air. Because, you know, you might just say, don't bother.
Next week's show.
Yeah, next week's show. Thank you very much for coming in today, and let us know how you get on, and come back and let us know about October's, when you're doing the next fundraising day.